Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we will explore the swing music of Charlie Barnett, Chick Webb, Artie Shaw with vocals by Helen Forrest, Ray Noble, Benny Goodman with Peggy Lee, and Glenn Gray. Charlie Barnett was born to a well-to-do family in New York City. He was raised by his mother and grandparents. His grandfather was vice president of the New York Central Railroad. At the end of the swing era in 1949, Charlie was able to do something very few musicians could do or would do. He retired from music altogether at age 36. Here's the Barnett Orchestra and Charlie's saxophone on Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, The Count's Idea, and The All Night Record Man, vocal by Judy Ellington, no relation to the Duke.
Ha ha ha! It's the All Night Record Man.
There's a man you should know who puts on a show each night at a radio station. When you're going to bed, he gets up instead and he goes to his odd occupation. Judy!
Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man. Friend of every night owl music fan. All night long, he's at his post to play the tunes you love the most. Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man. Send him a telegram, hear your favorite band. He'll play you anything Bach to Dixieland. For every 10 that criticize, 1,000 others idolize. Stay up, Stan, the all-night record man. Goes where it reaches, no one ever knows. Someone alone in the hinterland, maybe to a crowd on a roadside stand. Gang at the tavern in the town, get together, send a message down. Please play a song just for old lang syne, something we can sing like Sweet Adeline.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. William Henry Webb was born in Baltimore about 1905. He was born with spinal tuberculosis, which stunted his growth at about 4.5 feet and left him a hunchback. A doctor recommended that Chick play the drums to keep his limbs loose. He earned enough money for a used drum set as a paperboy. By 17, he was playing in New York City nightclubs. Duke Ellington encouraged him to start his own band, which grew into a full orchestra by 1931 and became the house band at the Savoy Ballroom. Webb discovered 16-year-old Ella Fitzgerald and hired her, and they became famous together. In 1938, Chick's health began to decline, and he passed away at about 34 years old. A sad story indeed. Despite his physical handicap, Webb is considered one of the greatest drummers in jazz history. Lined up are three works by the Webb Big Band, a vocal trio on There's Frost on the Moon, Midnight in a Madhouse, and Ella singing Love and Kisses.
Leave my red room, 'cause everything's fine as long.
long as you're mine, there's spring in my heart. I know why I'm married.
I'm in love, though, too.
Even in January, honey, it feels like June.
Oh,
I paused on the moon. But what do I care? I don't know if there's spring in my heart.
Bye. decision. I know that my vision is clear when you are near. No need for sunlight, for you are the one light I see, so real to me. Love and kisses, that's what bliss is, blessing whatever you do. Oh, completeness, rich with sweetness, coming from someone like you.
Got Dr. Jazz on your radio. When Helen Forrest was just 20 years old, she was singing with her brother's band at a club in Washington, D.C., when Artie Shaw happened to see her perform and offered her a job. Billie Holiday was Shaw's singer, but had announced her intention of leaving. During the short period the two singers worked together, Billie was very helpful and encouraging to the young singer. This set includes three songs by Helen and the Shaw Orchestra in 1939, Easy to Say, The Last 2 Weeks in July, and Many Dreams Ago.
vacation brought us together. Though we did have some rainy weather, those 2 weeks simply flew by. When hearts are high in the sky, there is so much joy to remember that it's hard to think of December. The last 2 weeks in July, we spent 14 days up in heaven. And when we were ready to part, you packed all your things in your handbag, including my heart. Until the coming July, I'll just watch the calendar turning, hoping you will get the same yearning. The last 2 weeks in July. Something dimmed the flame, and so it ended. Since then I've prayed for your return, my love. How could I begin teaching my heart to keep from thinking of what might have been? Many dreams ago, long before I came to know the woe of being lonely, you were close to me. Now I have for company your memory only. I close my eyes and see you in my arms. You cry, I love you so. Oh, how real it seems, though it happened many dreams ago.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Raymond Stanley Noble was born in Brighton, England, in 1903, After studying piano at the Royal Academy of Music, Noble became the leader of a dance band. His recordings were becoming popular in the United States, so he moved to New York City in 1934. Glenn Miller helped Noble organize a big band with much talent, but the band never succeeded and Noble gave up in 1936. He moved to Hollywood and found much success as a radio comedian, playing a dim-witted Englishman. He worked with Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, W.C. Fields, Burns and Allen, and others. While in L.A., he started a new, short-lived orchestra in 1940. He passed away in 1978 at age 74. This set by the 1940 Ray Noble Orchestra includes A Little Bit of Blarney, The Wilshire Wobble, and a vocal trio on A Little Bit South of North Carolina.
Thank you. back in South Carolina, someone waits for me. In each letter he says the weather's fine and the folks are feeling great. That the garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stay. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. At 17, Peggy Lee left her small-town home in North Dakota to make it as a singer. Her big break came when Benny Goodman offered her a job. She was scared to death for about 3 months, but Goodman was patient. Lee eventually settled down, developed her style, and became a star. Here's Peggy and the Goodman Orchestra with Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean, Shady Lady Bird, and Cole Porter's Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love.
bird, I got an awful lot to learn. But if you tell me that my heart's on fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I'm gonna be a shocking mockingbird. I'm gonna mingle with the best. I'm gonna try to find my heart's desire. I'm gonna rob the nest. Just like little Miss Muffet eating away in curds. When I ask a bit of five, frighten away the bird. I'm gonna be a slumming hummingbird. I'm gonna pass along the word. I'm gonna have my fun and never tire. And if my technique seems absurd, that's because I've never been a shady ladybird. And find the worst has not occurred. That's because I've never been a shady ladybird. That's why the Chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland little Laps do it. Well, let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Well, let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shads do it? Way to bring me shad roll. Some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Well, let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Swinging with the Doctor. Glenn Gray Knobloch was born in Roanoke, Illinois in 1906. His father was a lifelong railroad worker who died when Glenn was two. At 17, he joined the Army for 2 years. Gray went to work for the railroad, then attended Illinois Wesleyan University for a short time, but then went back to the railroad. He must have decided not to follow in his father's footsteps, so he went to study at the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago. But he dropped out to play saxophone in a band. In 1927, the Orange Blossoms Orchestra was formed with Glenn Gray as bandleader. 2 years later, they were renamed the Casaloma Orchestra. The band became a corporation in 1930, with band members being owner-shareholders and board members. This band was important in helping to usher in the swing era. The Casaloma Orchestra disbanded in 1947, and Gray remained active in jazz until his death from cancer in 1963 at age 57. I've got three instrumentals lined up by the Casa Loma Orchestra: Maniac's Ball, Kern and Hammerstein's Old Man River, and Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
There's some extra time at the end of this program, so let's add Mildred Bailey singing I'll Get By with the Red Norvo Big Band. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.